You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Most of the major school districts are closed today, including Kansas City, Missouri public schools, KCK public schools. Both of you all are closed. And, you know, let's just say that the roads are right now so much so is that you don't need to go out, all right? So
I wouldn't.
Yeah, only if it's an emergency, if you absolutely have to go somewhere, then you can do that. But other than that, stay in the house, y'all. Yeah. The roads are treacherous. They are extremely bad. I was coming down 435, they did what they could to it.
But even their roads are covered.
Yeah,
that's real. And you don't know what's under. You think it's just, it might be a little snow on top of ice. You don't know what's under that. Yeah. So be careful out there. And by the way, if you want the list of closings, we have it posted up on our Facebook page at Hot 103 Jams. Go on there and check that out if you want to make sure you know what's good with your neighborhood.
Yes. Did you see the video that was posted up by Channel 41, Stephen Dow?
No.
The school bus rolling over Kansas City.
Bus, but no, I have not seen the video.
Good Lord. Yeah, the video is kind of frightening. Yeah, first responders were called out just before 12:30 p.m. Yesterday to that overturned school bus. It was near President Court and Virginia Avenue. Three students, including one in a wheelchair, were on the bus at the time of the crash, but they were not seriously injured. Center School District spokeswoman Christina Medina said. So thank God for that. So that I'm just trying to tell y'all, you know, when a school bus overturns like that,
that's how you know it's real.
Exactly. And that was before.
Yeah, before it was last night and all that. Right,
fam,
right.
So like at 10 o'clock, 10:30, I got my nephew here with me. Mm-hmm. And he was like, Uncle Brian, what's that? And it was like the hail was coming down. It was like, it was a hailstorm.
Oh, yeah, you know, I heard that,
It felt like.
That's what it sounded like,
yeah. It felt like rocks was coming down
on your house. It sounded just like that. No, that's real.
So, yeah. Stay at home today, y'all, bottom line.
And listen to Hot 103 Jams.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 right now. Currently 19 in Lee Summit. Time for the shade would be shining.
There could be a battle in the streets over skinny jeans play.
Oh, what?
Chris Brown and Offset are apparently beefing right now because Chris Brown posted up something on Instagram about 21 Savage. I guess it had something to relate to him. And Offset said under the picture, he said, "Memes ain't funny, lame."
Oh.
All right, so Chris Brown responded, "You little boy, better worry about what you got going on and focus on you. All this cap on IG is what's lame. Your energy won't like it when I came." Oh, won't like that. Yeah, I think he meant wasn't like that. "When I came to Drake show in L.A., if you don't get your hippie to the hip hopper, you don't stop rocking out of my comments. Sensitive, call me personally if you want some clout. When all you got to do is pull up, no camera, no flexing, all that. If you a real man, fight me. And on another note, whoa.
What? Jeez.
Yeah.
I forgot they still got issues, though.
Yeah, you already know it's smoke between them, you know, with the old Carucci situation.
With Carucci and Quavo,
Yeah.
I don't know Chris want that smoke, though.
They just need to battle it out like the Beat It video.
Or like Boogie 2, Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo.
You want to break dance? You know Offset used to break dance back
in the
day,
right? Yeah, that's what I was thinking. He looked like a cat used to break dance.
Oh, man.
That's how you pull Cardi. You got them New York skills. I can break DSB.
We are literally days away from music's biggest night. The Grammys and the performers for the 2019 Grammys are still being announced. Now, yesterday, the Recording Academy announced that Yolanda Adams, Fantasia, and Andrea Day have been added to the bill as they are scheduled to honor the legendary Aretha Franklin.
Okay.
That's how you do it.
Take them to church.
Now, they're going to do this for Aretha Franklin, but they can't get the Motown joint right.
They don't care about Motown no more.
They might, are they going to have, Adele and Justin Timberlake do Ash from The Simpsons?
Hey, Bruno can be smoky. Don't Bruno care about you and smoky? You can have a little curly hair.
Yeah, a little bit.
Thinking of you. Being with you.
Tyra Banks has had many business ventures throughout her career play, and now she is ready for the next big step. Recently, she revealed her plans to open her very own theme park as she continues to break barriers.
Deja?
Yeah. According to Variety, Modelland is set to open in late 2019 in Santa Monica, California. It's a 21,000 square foot space, will include both retail and dining options.
So, Modelland?
Yeah, Modelland, a theme park. I don't know how well that's gonna go, but you know, good luck, Tyra Banks.
Is she your favorite supermodel?
Yeah, I guess. Is she the only one I know? Am I supposed to know of some others? You know what? No. What was the one that was on her show? Eva?
There's Eva. Yeah, Takara.
Boy, she's bad. Oh, I like Takara too. Yeah, boy. She
what was the one girl? Jessica White?
So like you probably eat more than a sandwich, boy.
Yes, boy. Takara was bad, dog.
Yeah.
Whew. Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
Yeah. With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
Every day, y'all, I've been looking at this crip walk up and down the street, and he's so sexy. And I can't even talk to him because I'm shy. That's why I'm mad, though.
Oh, my God. Now, Cindy, there are so many red flags here, or blue flags,
no,
I should say.
No pun intended?
Right, none.
But what am I supposed to do? I love him.
You need to go up, walk.
Play some Snoop?
Oh, my God. Play some Nipsey, play some Snoop, play some Jeezy, Blueface, Tatiana, all that. You got to do all that to get his attention, Miss Cindy, okay?
Can y'all play Constantly for me by Immature? Because that's how I feel.
He ain't going to respond to no Immature, Miss Cindy. That's only if you're trying to attract like somebody like Chris Stokes or something, and then you might want to play that.
You trying to pull a Young Thug if you want to play some Immature.
Yeah.
Yes. Play some Contract, you know what I'm saying, by Lil Jon.
Okay. Miss Cindy, holla at him and see what happens, all right? Just throw your hand in there. Bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The roads are treacherous. If you don't need to go out, stay at home. All the major school districts are closed. All the roads are bad right now, y'all. KDOT said on Twitter they're not really going to get to things until about noon.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And that's when the warning expires, if I believe.
Yes, it is. Yeah, okay. That's when the winter warning expires. Also, along with the weather, the Soul Food Tour has been canceled today. So there will be no Soul Food Tour at Island Spice on 39th Street today. So
we'll make it up, though. Don't worry about it. We will make it up to you.
Yeah, even if we got to go into March, we will make it up to it. Damn, make it up for you.
Miss on them jerk wings.
Yeah, no Soul Food Tour today. So play, after months of wrangling, airlines reach agreement over KCI single terminal calls. So that's some good news for the new airport.
Man.
Yeah. It's been a long journey, fam. Yeah. The airlines that serve KCI, they come to agreement on that price of a new single terminal at KCI, putting an end to months of delay. Councilwoman Julie Justice announced on Twitter yesterday afternoon. She said that a representative from Southwest Airlines, KCI's largest carrier, will be at a committee meeting that's going down this morning to talk about the agreement. So, praise the Lord that this thing is finally going to start to get built, because it was supposed to open in 2021 or so.
Oh yeah, they better get to it.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it's going to take a little bit more time than that. So you can check that entire story out at our Hot 103 Jams Facebook page.
Fly Pelican Fly.
Can you dig it?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The Soul Food Tour today is canceled, but it will resume tomorrow, weather permitting, and we will make up today's date at a later date. So make sure you go to kprs.com and check for updates on the Soul Food Tour.
You went from culinary school and daddy bought you a restaurant. So you can stand there in denial all you want.
I'm not in denial.
You're talking about my palate.
Come on.
You can give me as much as you want to give me.
Oh, I got some for you.
Sorry?
Let's go ahead. Because I got time.
Oh, my God.
All right, play. right. So last night, Chef Ramsay's show, 24 Hours of Hell and Back.
Yes.
That came on, and we had Bayou on the Vine on there last night. Oh, Lord. Kansas City was represented well. And on the line with us this morning, we had Miss Shayna Bird, who you saw on the show last night. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So what was the process like of you all actually getting on the show?
The process was interesting. Actually, they reached out to us, and they called and asked if we were interested in having the restaurant renovated. And so we didn't necessarily know what we were signing up for, especially not in regards to Chef Ramsay. And by the time we figured it out, we was too deep in, and we had to go ahead and go with the flow.
Mm. Would you have done this if you know it was going to be Gordon Ramsay that you were going to have to deal with?
Probably. If I knew then what I know now, I probably would not have, just because it comes with so much good, bad, and ugly when you put yourself on TV and in the limelight for the world to judge, per se.
Mm. Well, Shayna Bird, hold on, because I want to get more in-depth conversation about this show, because Chef Gordon Ramsay, he be acting the fool. I want to see how y'all handled it. That's coming up at 7:38.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:22, currently 17 out in Independence. Time for the Shade to be shining.
Need to say happy birthday to a couple of our celebrity friends, Miss Essence Atkins. Ooh, she is so fine. She turns 47 today. Free, former host of 106 at Park. She turns 51 today.
Wow.
What? Isaiah Thomas, Isaiah Thomas. He turns 30 today. Marlo Hampton, he turns 47, reality TV star. And one of my favorite comedians of all time, Chris Rock, he turns 54 today.
Ladies and gentlemen of the GED class of 1999.
Remember this song?
In the champagne room.
Happy birthday, everybody born on February 7th.
That tiger went tiger.
Gemini.
You're going to die.
Twice.
Golly.
All right, on a more serious note, man, 911 audio was released in Lil Bow Wow's domestic abuse case. You know, him and his ex-girlfriend, Leslie Holden, you know, they got into it over the weekend, and we talked extensively about that yesterday. But here's a 911 clip of when she called.
And then 911, what's the address in your emergency?
Hi, I've been physically assaulted by my boyfriend, and I would like to make a report.
Ma'am, what's your location? You say you don't?
He was hitting me in places, and he said nobody's going to believe.
Okay, ma'am. So did you need medical attention?
I don't feel like I do.
Okay.
I just want somebody to...
What's your name?
Leslie Holden. I'm standing outside because his friends helped me leave.
That's sad, man. TMZ also said that a call was made by the manager of Bow Wow's apartment building. The manager recounted another resident's complaint about a fight where a man was heard saying he would slap the blank out of this blank. So we'll see what happens with that.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see.
Jay-Z has come to 21 Savage's defense following his being arrested by ICE. According to sources, Jay said in a statement that 21's arrest is an absolute travesty, and he also demanded that the rapper be released from detention immediately. So Jay is going to hire some lawyers for 21 Savage. Well, aren't they on competing record labels? Like, where is Epic? Isn't 21 Savage signed to Epic? Where are they at in this?
Obviously, they ain't home chilling.
You know what I'm saying?
The album's out. They good now. The album's already out.
So wasn't Bobby Shmurda, wasn't he signed to Epic?
Yeah,
I think he was.
I don't think they backed him either, though.
No, that's what I'm getting to.
That's one of the things. Like, yeah. I mean, it's not the requirement, though, is it?
It's not a requirement, but still, like, you would think that, you know, the record company that you're making money for, that you're working for, would at least...
Would back you up?
Yeah.
Man, it goes to show you, though. They only need you when they need you, man. Yeah.
Shout out to Jay-Z one time.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Carter Broadcast Group offices will be closed today due to the inclement weather, and also we will reopen tomorrow, and also the Soul Food Tour has been postponed today. So
man, no Island Spice.
Yeah, no Island Spice today, but keep it locked to KPRS.com so we can keep you updated on the latest on the Soul Food Tour updates. On the phone with Miss Shayna Burr from Bayou on the Vine. Of course, they were on Chef Ramsay's show 24 Hours to Hell and Back last night. So there were some tense moments on the show last night, especially this clip where you tell Chef Ramsay to show you some respect.
Your parents on the verge of separating.
Why would you say we ruining our parents' marriage? Are you crazy?
Calm down.
Calm down.
I don't think you're helping the situation.
You ain't either right now.
Shayna.
You don't know us. You don't know
Shayna.
Us.
You're in denial.
You.
Oh.
Shayna.
Shayna. You.
No, Shayna. Thank you. I'm
and
too busy.
Sit here, let me do it.
Shayna. I don't even want to sit up here and talk to him.
Yeah, we started off kind of rocky because he comes in full throttle. Mm-hmm. I mean, you may have met him 30 seconds ago, and he's hitting you with the yelling and the fussing. And so I'm not really used to somebody coming at me like that without actually knowing me or having a relationship established with me. So he kind of caught me off guard on that.
What's your relationship now after the show?
We cool. We left on a good note. We appreciate everything he did. We appreciate being a part of the show. So we left on a pretty good note.
Is there one thing you learned from the actual episode or learned from Gordon Ramsay while he was there? Like one particular thing that stands out?
Well, the whole experience was a learning experience just as far as just service, customer service and meal preparation. It was overall was a learning experience probably for everybody in the restaurant.
If you have not gone to Bayou on the Vine yet, first off, you slacking on Thirsty Thursday. You
Man.
Know what I'm saying? Because y'all need to come on
first
through.
Okay.
And second of all, you know, I already loved the place before it was even renovated. But then after it got renovated, it just looks a million times better. And the food is always great.
Yeah.
What things did you all take from Chef Ramsay regarding your menu and your food?
As far as the menu, we added a few items like the black and red snapper with the succotash. We added the pork tenderloin. We added the sweet corn fritters. And so far, all of the stuff that we added from Chef Ramsay has been a hit. We still sell a lot of our old dishes, and a lot of people still love them, like the caramel wings. But the new dishes that we've implemented from the show actually have been a pretty good hit.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And if Chef Ramsay ever come back to town, you just call me, and I'll come cuss him out for you. Because, you know, I'm a pretty good cuss. I got you. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a pretty good cursor myself when we off air, not when we on air. But, you know, I got your back, though.
I don't think he's coming back for me no more.
Thank you, Miss Shayna Burr from Bayou on the Vine. Make sure y'all check him out on 18 The Vine. Have a good one.
You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We'll announce the top 10 finalists for who will perform live and compete at KC's next music showcase, Volume 3, that's going down this Friday, tomorrow, 5:12, during what show?
The Playmaker, or what Joe says, the Joe Corneo show when he works for me.
For real?
Yeah, he said, man, hey, I don't think that name applies when I do your show. I'm like, brother?
No, you can't change it up like that. We're going to teach Joe a little something. All right, so Play, you look like you well rested, fam.
Yeah, I did.
Me, on the other hand, I'm really not. And finding someone to settle down with can be challenging. But if you can pull it off in your early 20s, you'll have at least one advantage. University of Minnesota researchers found that people who find positive, lasting relationships in early adulthood have less anxiety after the age of 32. Wow. This, in turn, leads to better sleep quality by the time they reach age 37.
So I should have got married when I had CJ, is what you're telling me.
I guess.
But I had him when I was 22.
Yeah. You did? Mm-hmm. When you was 22?
Yeah.
But you seem like you well rested, though. You seem, you know, you settled down. You good.
Yeah, I have a good woman by my side that holds me down. Yeah. And, you know, it's hard to get much sleep during the morning show. But other than that, definitely stay rested.
It's rough out here for us bachelors, you know what I'm saying?
So, oh, yeah? Is it very rough?
Oh, yeah, it's real rough, dog. You know what I'm saying? Can't get sleep here. Can't get sleep. Plus, add the morning show on top of everything and all the other responsibilities. Oh, Lord!
I'm sure one lady wants to keep you warm at night, though. Or three. Five.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. All right.
Sure. Like you're probably eating more than a sandwich, boy.
Sure, magic shining. Sure.
Okay, so we going to break now. Your shot at a grand of your hand coming up next hour.
Give me a reason to whoop your ass.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Along with the bad weather and the road conditions, the Carter Broadcast Group offices will be closed today. And weather permitting, we will be opening back up tomorrow.
Yeah, so don't slip and slide this way. Stay at home.
Absolutely. So, Play, I don't know if you've seen this sweater, but it's been everywhere online. And, you know, I get really sick and tired of these companies doing this to black people. I really do. Gucci has apologized and discontinued selling a sweater that, you know, people said it was blackface because of its design.
Yeah, it looks crazy. And
yeah, it's basically, y'all, it's a black sweater. It's like a turtleneck and a mask. And you can roll the turtleneck up to your nose. And on this black turtleneck, there is an open part where your mouth can go. And it shows your mouth. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And around that part, it has big red outline that looks like it's supposed to be lips, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So this is why Gucci is apologizing. And then a Twitter response yesterday said it deeply apologizes for the offense caused by the wool balaclava jumper. Is that what they call it? Yeah, balaclava jumper. You know, and this isn't the first time this happened. Not with Gucci, but last year you had the H&M.
Yeah, I was trying to remember. I couldn't remember who that was. It was that had H&M. That issue. Yeah, they had the monkey sweater or something?
Yeah, they had a young African American boy in a sweater that had a monkey on it.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I'm gonna be straight up honest with you. I feel like these brands know what they're doing. I feel like they feel like they can do anything that they want. And you know, a Twitter apology just ain't gonna cut it for me, fam.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. A lot of our people that we listen to on this station, like artists and actresses and actors and all that, they rap about Gucci all the time. Yeah. And your boy Soulja with the Gucci bandana and all this stuff.
The songs have been made about it. It's like, you know, Gucci is kind of synonymous with hip-hop, you know, as far as brands go. So, you know,
If it ain't Gucci's fault, it's still their fault just because of the fact that you have to approve each and every clothing. And if you're the main person, you're not looking at these pieces and actually saying, that's the other problem too. I'm sure there's no diversity in some of these clothing places that has somebody to say, hey,
like, dog, like,
what do you think about this?
That's not cool, fam. Like,
right, because somebody would have said, hey, you might want to shelve this or do this differently or don't have it all the way up to something like that to that effect. Right. They wouldn't let that happen. So that's really the other part of the game that we're missing in that aspect. Back too as well.
In the words of Ice Cube, what did he say? That's what they think about.
That's what they think about you.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
All right, it's 8:23 right now. Cloudy and 17 up in Blue Springs. Time for the Shade with Bishana.
Oh man, we got another beef brewing with Chris Brown. This time he beefing with Offset from Migos. Battle of the Skinny Jeans.
Oh.
So apparently what happened was Chris Brown made a post on Instagram talking about 21 Savage, I guess. So Offset said, memes ain't funny, lame. So you already know Chris Brown had to clack back.
Of course.
Here we go. You little boy, better worry about what you got going on and focus on you. All this cap on IG is what's lame. Your energy won't like... wasn't like that. I think he meant that. He said, won't like that. When I came to the Drake Show in L.A., if you don't get your hip-hop, a hippity hippity to the hip-hopper, you don't stop rocking out of my comments. Sensitive... call me personally. You on some clout when all you gotta do is pull up. No camera, no flexing, no all of that. If you a real man, fight me. On another note,
he wanted that clout too. That's why he posted that.
Ooh, Chris Brown. So Chris Brown got all the clout. What you talking about?
But he could have responded to him privately as well.
They need to settle it like this. This how they need an old school dance battle.
Where my man from New York got to come?
Okay, y'all, he right there. You know what I'm saying? Do it beat it style. You know what I'm saying?
That's what just you got to.
Tie their hands up And
That'd be a good dance contest.
Were they skinny jeans? You know what I'm saying?
You know, Offset got the moves. You see that in the Walkin' Talkin' video? Right. Got the moves.
there's another video floating around the Offset where he's actually breakdancing, like doing the jitterbug and all that type of stuff.
Both of them call each other drug heads. They both need to chill.
Oh man.
That'd be a good fight though. Put that on Celebrity Deathmatch, whatever they have.
We're literally days away from music's biggest night, and performers for the 2019 Grammy Awards are still being announced. Yesterday, the Recording Academy announced that Yolanda Adams, Fantasia, and Andrea Day have been added to the bill as they are scheduled to honor the legendary Aretha Franklin.
Ariana Grande ain't doing it.
Oh my God.
Taylor Swift wasn't available.
Why they got Jennifer Lopez doing a Motown tribute? They gonna have Justin Bieber do a Cash Money tribute. You know he think he hard. He got tattoos and stuff now.
Justin Bieber's gonna play 6ix9ine in the documentary.
In the Lifetime.
Now that's my kind of style.
Oh my God. And more news. Tyra Banks she has many business ventures throughout her career, and now she's ready for the next big step. Recently, she revealed her plans to open her very own theme park as she continues to break barriers. Now, the thing with this theme park is going to be called Model Land. It's set to open late 2019 in Santa Monica, California, and it is a 21,000 square foot space. It'll include both retail and dining options. You trying to go to that, fam?
Sure. Sure.
For real?
I don't think so. I mean, my girl want to go, sure. But, yeah, that sounds... Who's running this Model Land?
Tyra Banks, fool!
She ain't going to be there.
Her and Lil Penny.
Deja over here running things out here now. I see you.
Why you mad, though? Coming up at 8:38.
What's good with you, baby? You got a little booty out there like that. You know what I'm saying? You act like you want somebody to holler at it.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.